Hey team, welcome back to another episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. Hey team, welcome back to another episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to be sitting down with Jim Davis, who is soon to be paramedic up in Scotland and the owner of Ace Adventures up in Moray, Scotland. And what was really amazing is quite a few months back, Jim reached out and we've had a big chat about adventure and the first responder community and the benefits that can have on families and obviously the community itself. And as a result, a colleague of mine and myself, we went up to Ace Adventures up in Scotland, met Jim and got to experience some of the fantastic activities that Jim and his company do. So Jim, you're also studying paramedics up there as well. So I'd love to have a chat to you today about your story, your experience, your journey, both with your paramedic side of things and your adventure business, and also the sort of the idea of how adventure has such a big positive role on the community.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks very much for invitation to the podcast. I've been listening to it for the last couple of years when I was doing the studies in the paramedic practice degree at Robert Gordon University, and it was really useful and helpful, so thank you. It was excellent to have you guys up to visit us in Scotland at ACE and do some of the activities. So how I got into the adventure world was I was lucky enough to go to a school that had a pretty strong outdoor education program, and we were introduced to on one of the two-week-long annual camps that we did was to do some caving in Tasmania, which is where I'm from. And the caving there is really good. I had a pretty average experience, if I'm honest, but a couple of my mates loved it, and they arranged to do some more trips with the caving club in Tasmania, and then we did some incredibly spectacular big descents through, you know, a couple of hundred meters deep and into river systems and back out. So that really drew my attention to the sort of outdoors and the adventure sports, and through the caving it progressed and into climbing and then kiking and then whitewater rafting, and sort of, so for the last 35 years, I've been a professional guide from time to time. In between, it's difficult to have a complete career in that. So I've done other real life jobs, like being a salesman or managed businesses and things like that. But always coming back to the adventure activities. Ace Adventure started in 2006 after I was running a small marketing business for tourism operators, and one of the Scottish companies asked me to look at branching into Aviemore in the area in the north where I live, and then Ace was born. And it's been a really interesting journey. Massively underestimated how much effort was required to do it, but huge thanks to all the people in that long period of time that have come and gone in helping the business to where it is today. And because it's seasonal, what I would also do in the last 10 or 12 years up until pre-COVID would run expeditions through the winter, mainly a 10-day trip through the Franklin River in Tasmania. It's a 10-day rafting journey, and that's where you really got to see this kind of powerful transformation of people that were in nature doing something really adventurous right outside of their comfort zone. And for a large percentage of people on that sort of format, they had quite sort of, you know, often life-changing experiences.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. And I'm going to keep one of the points there that you just said, that one of the life-changing experiences. But before we jump into sort of that aspect of it, you're just about to finish your paramedic degree up in Scotland. What made you decide to get into paramedicine?
Well, good question. So because of the expedition work that I've done, and not just in Tasmania, but in different parts of the world, that some of them are very remote, and so you've got to have a fairly solid background in first aid and wilderness first aid or wilderness medicine. So I was on a WEMSI course, an organization called WEMSI, doing their expedition medic course, I believe it was, that I was sort of punching above my payroll a bit there, being on that course, and was sort of suggested that I volunteered as a first responder for the Scottish Ambulance Service. And then I was back in Tasmania, COVID started. Coincidentally, it wasn't because of COVID, but I sort of decided that I'd retire from the living two lives in the eternal summer, and just be based in Scotland. And so when I came back and I thought, okay, well, I can commit to something like that role as a volunteer, I was looking for that. They didn't have anything in this area because not enough volunteers in the area for it. And that's when I saw the positions still open at Robert Gordon University for the paramedic degree, and I applied, sort of not really thinking, just more out of curiosity to find out what the process would be, and pretty quickly got an unconditional offer. And I think that was probably because I ticked the box for mature age student, maybe.
No, that's really cool.
And that's just been brilliant. Like, it's been such a good, it's been transformational for me to go through that journey. And we've just literally qualified and just waiting now for positions to open up and as an NQP.
That's really cool. And for those of our listeners that don't know what NQP is, it's similar to a graduate program in Australia called Newly Qualified Paramedic. No, that's really exciting. And one of the points that I said I'd come back to is you said that you found that a lot of people during your experience of doing expeditions was that they'd have a life-changing sort of event. And I can definitely empathize with that and relate to that. And I feel like I'd love for you to go into some of that, some of those stories or those experiences that you've had with people and sort of where you think adventure fits the bill for a lot of our first responder community.
That's a really long question in many ways. You could answer that in so many ways. I guess that, like, the basics of it is that you anytime we get challenged in any kind of capacity and you put outside of your comfort zone, it's, you can only come, well, you can't only, but you can usually only come out of that in gaining confidence and just feeling, just feeling good. So obviously, if it's not done, if it goes wrong, like, let's say you went on a half day rafting trip and you had a really bad swim, and you perceive that that was a near drowning experience, and you may never go back in the water, and that obviously doesn't meet the objective of expanding your anything really. So it needs to be managed, and you don't be being reckless and things, but most of the operators around the world pretty conscientious that the point of doing this is to give people a good time. But even from a half day experience and just getting out there, and just we take lots of families at this time of year, and it's brilliant to see families that invest in their children that way and get them to get off the Xbox or the phones and things like that, and be out there breathing fresh air, seeing nature. There's loads of studies on the benefits of just literally walking through a forest. And then I think when you get onto something like, because rafting's our speciality, moving water is a powerful element. There's a lot of energy comes from that. I mean, this might sound a bit, woohoo, but it really is. It's such an experience for people, something totally different. And from things I've read, we were sort of evolved to move through three-dimensional spaces, and just in the process of survival, you would take risks and you would measure that risk reward, and that's all part of that. So we're hardwired to be like that, and so it's a really easy way to go out, touch back into our authentic selves, and decompress completely, because you won't be thinking about anything else. You'll just be focused in the moment, and after that experience, just have so much new memories and thoughts and stimulation that you can only kind of grow from that. You and doing that regularly, or getting immersed in it is something that will definitely, in terms of what I've the tiny bit of exposure I've had with the first responder community, it's intense. There's a lot of pressure sometimes. It's so complex. It's emotional, and it's really it's something that needs to be time and thought and energy needs to be put against kind of balancing that, if that makes sense. And so what this the outdoors and adventure is a really good way to do that, and it's a fun thing to do. Doesn't take much effort other than turning up and getting on with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, for example, obviously, myself and my colleague, we came up and we did a lot of your adventures, which was incredible. And we can't thank you enough for it. We did canyoning and white rafting, pack rafting. We did high ropes. We did bungee jumping and a canyon swing and paintball and just camping out in, in the lovely outdoors with pretty much no reception as well. And it was incredible. And we both are NQPs, and so we found that getting out into the outdoors, having a bit of adventure, a bit of fun, but also doing things that you'd never done before, it might be a little bit scary, especially the bungee jump, can confirm that. But doing all of these things, and you come out of it thinking, actually, I did that tough thing that I didn't think I could do. You have that time to really sort of just reconnect with nature, yourself, and sort of what's going on around you. And I think it was such a fantastic experience. You've had experience with other groups before, haven't you? So did have you? I remember you saying something along the lines of, say, youth or some military as well, and you found that they had some really fantastic experiences.
Yeah, I guess as well, like you're talking when you mentioned before about this sort of transformation or opportunity, it's difficult to deliver that in a half day or a one day experience. And from what I've seen over the years is that, and we can use say the Franklin River as an example, or if you did like a private Grand Canyon trip, that's 21 days. Time, if you can afford the time, the longer the better. And certainly with like I say 10 days is I think is the magic number, because most people when they get put into a new environment it takes them 2 or 3 days, they're really out of their comfort, they don't know what's going on, it takes a while to settle into the new. And if you're 3 days in and you've still got another 7 days, you're not thinking of the end yet, you're just immersed in it, and you're doing that journey. And then you get so immersed in it and you so enjoy it, and that's when the sort of freedom thought happens, and you're just living simply. And have had time to decompress, and all the stresses of life seem to have, melted away. That the end of the trip doesn't really start coming up on the radar until probably literally the day before the last day. And then there's the typical, oh, I'm going to really miss this, but I really look forward to a hot shower and a steak and a particular drink, or whatever. And whereas I noticed when on the same trips, but if they were shorter formats, like 7 days, then same thing, discomfort for the first 2 or 3 days, but the end's only 3 or 4 days away. And so they go from transitioning from discomfort to this is nearly over. And then it becomes more of a bucket list type thing. So the real magic, really, if you want to talk about a life-changing experience, is in that, I believe, is in that sort of 10 days plus duration. And we as a business, we would kind of operate, people can come and stay on site and things, and we do have some families that might stay for a week and do all the activities, but we're looking to start running programs which will be at least a week long, week and two long pro week 2 week long programs, which will really look into how sort of building resilience using that discomfort, using the teamwork, communication, camaraderie, and all the good stuff that you get out of the adventure activities.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And I was going to ask you then, obviously, like you said, adventure and being in the outdoors has been your entire life. You've really made that. I know you said it's not necessarily It can be difficult to have a full career in it, but you have made one. Have you found all of your experience in the outdoors and doing all these adventures and things like that have best prepared you or sort of changed how you view your paramedic role?
It's definitely, you know, a big part of being a good paramedic is being able to communicate with all kinds of people. So it certainly helps your communication skills. And then also customer service, I guess, if you like. Someone's in a place of discomfort and maybe not being their best selves, and being tolerant of that. And that obviously happens often as a first responder, and you're sort of in people's, often their worst moments and not their best selves either. So it's very good, I would say, in that. And then also what's probably really good is the more perceived extreme adventure activities. There is, once you become skilled and gain knowledge and understanding and ability, that you become very at ease with sort of stress, really. So you can, instead of getting rattled by that, you'll just automatically go into breathing slower and deeper, and instead of becoming focused on the thing, you'll step back a bit and get a bit of a wider vision of the whole scene. So I think that's certainly, you know, brilliant for, you know, if you've done a lot of any kind of adventure sport, that will sort of wire your brain that way a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a fantastic way of looking at it. And I think that's the thing, I think it's that resilience building and kind of recognizing when you're stressed and the strategies that you've already put in place to be able to put yourself at ease and be able to do the task at hand. So I think that's really important. Obviously, there's roles where paramedics can then go and become expedition medics, which we're going to have episodes in the future about having expedition medics on. This is, I guess, talking more so how the benefit of the adventure has on the paramedic and the families. Where can, obviously you guys are based in Scotland, a lot of our listeners are Australian, but where can all of our listeners sort of find you in ACE Adventures?
Well, just if you go to www.aceadventures.co.uk, you'll see a website, and then you'll find us on Facebook and things like that. But that the website's probably the most easiest way to find us and get a bit of a feel for what we're doing. As I said before, we're really in a place of transition. We're going to be changing quite a lot what we do in the long term to be much more program orientated. But we'll always have that, the customer base. We've got a lot of repeat customers and really good sort of following, which we won't, you know, we won't want to abandon them. And absolutely get in touch. If you can email me directly if you like. It's jim.davis@aceadventures.co.uk, and ask any questions you like. That's probably the best way to get hold of me. And be delighted if people want to get involved. I would love it if we're happy to, if someone wanted to, because as paramedics as a shift work, or they want to come and do a swift water rescue course or a raft guide training course or things like that, we're happy to encourage people to do that. It's I'm biased obviously, but it's a good hobby to have.
No, it's definitely, it is absolutely incredible. And I can speak from experience in saying that, ACE Adventures is absolutely amazing. We had a fantastic time, and you guys were very accommodating and very kind, and we appreciated it heaps. What does the future of, you know, your career in this, and I guess, like you said, ACE Adventures is going through a bit of a transformational period, but what does sort of your future look like?
Really interesting. I mean, I have passed the fitness test and passed the interview process for Scottish Ambulance Service. I'm in a pool, you know, on that. The long term for me is I definitely need to slow down a bit, because the paramedic degree and running a business was definitely a stretch. And I really feel that anyone out there who's becoming a paramedic, you know, if I don't regret it one little bit. You know, it's been such an amazing thing. If I could have changed anything, it would have been able to have just that touch more time to just be totally and fully and wholly immersed in it. Because it's such an undertaking that I don't think even with that, you'd still feel like you are sometimes, you know, I don't know, imposter syndrome and all those sorts of things that we all go through. Yeah, so long term, that is just work, get the NQP done, and move a bit more close, a bit more locally. I really would like to go on and pursue some of the other options, whether that's advanced practitioner or something along those lines. And at the same time, I really believe strongly that there's a real need in the emergency services or first responder community to be better supported with programs that could be out there. There's some good stuff going on in America and Australia that I'm aware of. And there are some things just starting to come up, and there's a surf thing down south in England, and there's a few other things that are sprouting up. So that's really encouraging and really good. But I really want to be a part of that and sort of serving the community that way.
Absolutely. It's really exciting times. And yeah, I can't wait to watch that journey. And thank you so much for coming on. Is there any final message you want to leave our audience with, who may be students or early on in their career?
A quick one would be, I guess, if you think of like word of mouth, you know, obviously as a business owner, it's something we try and exceed customers' expectations. So word of mouth is very important. And I think the ratio is like 3 to 1. So every time you do something bad, it'll be spread 3 times. And if it does something good, it'll be spread once, as a ratio. So that same kind of principle applies to our own thinking. And so if we are exposed to negative situations or negative circumstance or negative environments, it's very easy to get drawn into that and amplify it. And the positive, those small touches when you're dealing with patients or their family and things like that that are nice, but really pay attention to that and reflect on that and do it a lot, because that will really reinforce and help strengthen the you know, dealing with the other side of the job, which is challenging, and apply that to all of your life, because that, you know, that's one of the reasons why the adventure sport stuff works, is you step outside your comfort zone, you overcome the thing that fear or whatever it is, and when you reflect on it, you're reflecting positively about it. And so it's just sort of it's a really easy way to exercise that mental memory. Whereas so if you apply that to everything, and it takes a bit of time and commitment, but that's, I guess, what I would advise or suggest, or I try to do, or should do more myself.
That's really powerful. That's a fantastic thing to end on. I really love that. I really do hope all of our listeners have sort of gained an insight into the positive benefits of adventure and trying to do some things that, you know, really will benefit positively on their sort of mental well-being, sorry, and resilience going forward. Especially starting this in your student years is really important, so that you've got a good foundation going forward. And thanks so much for coming on today, Jim. I really appreciate it, and I hope that people start reaching out.
Brilliant, thank you, Alex. And again, thanks for the podcast. Some of your earlier episodes, really, like I say, they really helped, particularly around the being a student. You know, there's lots of really good stuff out there about for existing health professionals in your learning journey. But I think the scary unknown of that first couple of, you know, year or two, really, really brilliant stuff on there. So well done to you.
No worries, appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast. You can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or you can email us at thestudentparamedicpodcast@gmail.com.